Wine in biblical times did not have the kind of alcoholic content which it has today. A man had to tarry long at the wine in order to become drunk. Not only that, but when used as a beverage, it was diluted with 3 parts of water to 2 parts of wine. The very fact that the Bible warns church leaders regarding even the use of the comparatively weak wine of that day is all the more reason why elders and deacons should be on their guard in the 20th century. A church leader once told me that an occasional glass of beer didn't hurt anyone. However, with nearly 6 million alcoholics in America today, and millions of others who are considered problem drinkers, the question is, do I as a Christian leader want to have the slightest part in a business which is bringing so much misery and unhappiness to countless thousands?